This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, Governor Kevin Stitt continues to push for increasing the exclusivity rate fees that tribes pay the state under the gaming compacts that have been in place for almost 15 years. The governor thinks those fees should go up considerably. How is he justifying his stance?
Well, in a press conference on Thursday, the governor did not go into great detail about what his plan is if there were compact negotiations. What he did point out, however, is that in other states, tribes pay a higher rate in order to operate their games. He pointed to Connecticut and New York, for example, which have very high rates. Representatives of the tribes, however, point out that those are the outliers, that Oklahoma's rates are more or less in line with about 90% or more of the tribal compacts across the country.
One of the issues still to be determined is whether the compacts are even subject to renegotiation. The governor says they expire January 1st, but tribal leaders disagree.
Yeah, that was an interesting discussion because during the governor's press conference, he displayed part of the model compact language, which states that the compact shall have a term which will expire on January 1, 2020. Steve Gretham, the representative for the Chickasaw Nation, their senior counsel, pointed out that that same language also says the compact shall automatically renew for successive additional 15-year terms when certain conditions are met. And it's the language between those two terms that are the conditions, and that is whether electronic games continue to operate at horse racing tracks. And the Horse Racing Commission in October approved that at three tracks in the state of Oklahoma.
If the compacts were to be renegotiated, what would the position of the tribes be regarding the fee structure?
Well, Matthew Morgan with the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association said they're willing to talk about that rate structure, but under federal law, they can't simply just agree to a fee increase. There has to be some benefit for them. And so there's talk about whether that might be sports betting or online gaming or something of that nature. Both Morgan and Gretham said they are willing to talk about those rates, but there has to be an agreement first that the compacts do automatically renew, and then what the benefit would be.
At his press conference on Thursday, Governor Stitt asked for Oklahomans to stand with him on this issue. What does he mean by that?
Well, I think what he is doing is what many public officials often do, and that is calling on the public to express support for that official's particular viewpoint. In this case, he wants individuals and business people throughout the state of Oklahoma to let the tribes know that they too might like to see an increase in those exclusivity rates. You know, we've seen other officials do this over time. Governor Keating did it in order to win approval of his individual income tax cut, the first cut of that tax in 50 years when it was approved. So we know that kind of influence in Oklahoma can have an impact.
The State Office of Management and Enterprise Services provides various information technology services to state agencies. Now, this includes hardware, software, and IT. And now, OMES is increasing their fees for their services. This is going to affect the budget requests that agencies submit to the legislature.
Yes, we've been seeing this in a series of public safety and judiciary budget requests before two subcommittees at the state capitol. Take, for example, the Board of Corrections, which is asking for $11.1 million in additional funding. $4 million of that alone is for additional IT cost as a result of these rate increases. This is causing some consternation for the Board of Corrections and for those appropriation subcommittees. Senator Adam Pugh, who chairs the Senate side of that subcommittee, pointed out that you have a situation here where one executive branch agency is essentially telling the legislature how much more money it's going to have to appropriate to another executive branch agency, and Senator Pugh said he believed that was totally inappropriate.
All right, Sean, thanks.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. And you can hear more of our conversation on the Capital Insider Extra podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.